We are learning Masechtas Yumo Daf Lamed Hei Mabeis, and we are beginning three lines from the top. Tani Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, Ve'amri La Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Acha Shekolso Avodas Sibur, after you finish the Avodas Sibur, which means use Bigdei Lavan for the Avodas Sibur, which is the power of the Sar and the Ktiris, then for the Hitzos Kafa Machta, which is less of a Avoda, and it's called also Avodas Yachid in the Gemara according to Rashi, you could use your own Bigli Lovin that were made by the Kohen's mother, but it has to be given to the Tzibur, we'll see. Achash calls over the Tzibur, Kohen she'oshesa lo imoy kesoynes, if his mother made him a kesoynes, and even though it says only kesoynes, it means all is for the garden for a lot of achreinim, loiv sheikah wear it, v'oivet ba avoydas yachid, and he does the avoydas yachid, which according to Rashi means the avoyda of tzahas kafamachta, ulvachim shiren al Tzibur, but you have to give it over to the Tzibur, it has to belong to the Tzibur, because you're doing maisa avoydas Tzibur, it has to be given over to the Tzibur. Pshita, it's pashit. If you gave it over to the tzibur, so then it's pashit. Then you let it do avoda with that, because that's the tzibur. What's the chiddush? Mao the teima nechashem leimsrani yafi yafa. Maybe I can give it over so well kamash v'lon. That's called a good mesira to the tzibur, and you could do the avoda with these begadim. Now, a few points over here. First of all, Rashi says avodas yachid is the itzas kafa machta. That's not tzrich letzibur. It's just a din lefanis samakim. So therefore, it's called avodas yachid. But Rashi brings down another pshat that someone to the time that meant that one of the Kohen Gadol's job on Yom Kippur was to read the parasha, of Achimais and other parashas, and that it says later on in the Mishnah, Kairiv, it's the Slava Mishaloi. So maybe it means that, Avodas Yachid. So, what? It's not Avodas, it's a made dafka. You can't even do Avodas Kavam Achta through that pshat with the big love of his mother that he made it. But he means when he did the Kriya, the Parasha. But Rashi like the Pshak, it doesn't say there, Vachim Shiren al Tzibur. It doesn't say there, Vachim Shiren al Tzibur. It says, Mashma, you don't even have to give it over to the Tzibur there. And here it says, Mashma Shiren al Tzibur, and therefore, me the Vayas Yachid. What?
Must be another change of clothes.
Would have been another change of clothes. Okay, that could be after he finished everything. Could be. But like upon him, that's where Rashi doesn't like the Pshak. Now, another point is that Mashma over here, that the Vayas Tzibur he can't do with this Begadim. Now, why not? Lamaisa, they were Moiser to the Tzibur. Why can't you use the Begadim? And Tosfos Shalom speaks that klar that you can't use it. It says avoid the tzibur. Tosfos Shalom says the different maskul bavad. Avoid the tzibur. Ain't a yachal lasis. Afi shemayshul tzibur. And it says v'lo yodar Rabbein Yehuda ma'ishnom ektaris sheichayl lahakdash imasam yachal masul tzibur. And the Tosfos Shalom asked that we know by the ektaris we had in Masechta Shkalim private family made it. We'll have it later on in the Masechta also, and they gave it over to the tzibur. So what's the difference? That's the Tosfos Shalom blayb shvar. The Mishnah Lamelach in Hilchos Shkalim, incidentally, he brings down that here is different. Since this is a kapara for the tzibur wants it to happen with their own money. They don't want someone else's money to be the kapara. They want it to be the tzibur's money from Chumas Halishka, from the Machsa Shekel. They want that money to come from there, and therefore their makbe that the avodah tzibur is done with the begadim of the tzibur. That's the Mishnah Melech's pshat. Zog Tamar Vaita. Omro Olav Arvishmol Ben Pavi, she'osle imoy, kesoyne shalmei emona. His mother made him a kesoynes of 100 mana, very expensive. V'loiv shah, and he wore it. V'avav b'avayis yachid, he did the avayis yachid. Umasor tzibur, get him over to the tzibur. Another ma'isa, omro lov arelezer v'encharsam, she'osle imay kesoynes m'shtei ribuy. He made him a kesoynes from 20,000 mana, incredible amount. V'loiv nichu achav kanam loiv shah. The kanam didn't let him wear it. V'eshe nira ka'orim. It was so see-through, it looked like he wasn't wearing clothing. V'eg demar mimis chazi, v'am amar chutun kapal shisha. Every thread was double six. On my bike, a chamra b'mazgir. It looked like wine in a glass. It was thick enough, but it was see-through. And therefore, they didn't let him wear it. There's a Rebbeinu Chananel brings that up as Yerushalmi. They filled it up with water, and that maybe closed up the holes. Akapanim. But they didn't let him wear it. Now, the kasha over here is like this. It says the mother made him clothing for the Avodas Yachid, 20,000 mana or 100 mana. The pell is, we learned before, the shachris has to be more expensive than arvis. So the shachris means, of course, the tzibur, a lot of money. You have to charge more than tzibur, more than that. So the Eilam mutches with this. The Chavetz Chaim and Zevach Taida learns that this Gemara wasn't talking about, the Avodas Yachid was not talking about Yom Kippur. So all year round, there's something about Avodas Yachid. Sometimes he brought his own in Dharma and Davis. It meant he made him this fancy thing to do, the Avodas Yachid all year round. And then it wasn't Shver. That's what they learned. But others learned that, because it's Kasha, that it had to be, he added on money for the morning one also. It says in the Mishnah that you can be Maisif, and Ratzal Haisif, Maisif Shalai. You can be Maisif. So it must have been, it was Maitzvah Shachas also. The Gemara doesn't say it, but this is a big kasha on the Gemara. So the Pashup Shat that Rav Achareim learned is talking about Nidvas Yachid all year round, and that answers that kasha. What?
Yes,
it could be a word for the Ksainis that he wore with the Big Dezal. It was a ksainis. So with the ksainis, if it dissolved, he wore it for that. That's the echnami. What? Yeah, that's a good point. Okay. That's a good point, but that's how the Zevach Tide learns. Zog the Gemara Vaita. Tana Rabbanan, famous Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Oni va'oshe v'rosha ba'on ledin. If a poor person or a rich person or a Rosh, a person has a big Yetzirah, comes to Din La'asulavai and he says, you know what, I couldn't do Avodas Hashem because of these problems. So we tell him, La'oni oimer la, pay my Allah sakta b'tayra. We say, why don't you learn Torah? You're too poor. And Mama Ani, you see, Vitara Ben Zayas, I didn't have money, and I was busy trying to put food on the table. Oimer la, klum Ani ha'isa yaisa mehillel, were you a bigger Ani than Hillel? Omer la ba'hillel azok, and instead of a azok, and shavchol yoyim v'yoyim, every day, ha'isar mustakev atrepik. He used to do a little work and make enough money atrepik. Chazav ha'nesel l'shem v'bayis ha'medush. One half he gave to the guard on the base of medush. He had to pay to get in, to pay for the guard. The chetzi of the panasa, the other half was for his panasa. We know ayivazvez yosef v'chaimish. You now spend more than a fifth of your money for mitzvahs. Zokta chavos chaim lekutei halachos. From here you see, for talmud Torah, you could spend more than a fifth of your nechasim. He spent half of his money he gave just to get into the beis medrash. That's right. One time, Hillel did not have enough money. He didn't make enough money that day. And he didn't find a job. And the Shem didn't let him come in. Olav and Itla, he went, he climbed up, and he sat up top of the skylight. So he could hear Torah from Shemaya Vavatalian. Hillel Azak understood, this is life itself. So he went to hear Torah from Shemaya Vatayin. Omru Oitzayim Erev Shabbos, it was Erev Shabbos, but Kuvis Tevis Oitza, and it was in the winter. The Yorod Lov Shalag Min HaShemayim, and snow came Min HaShemayim, and Tzadik Min HaShemayim, all snow comes from Min HaShemayim. It wasn't on the forecast, he wouldn't have gone up in the roof, not. It was not on the forecast, it was like a sudden storm. Because Allah with the Shacha, and it came the next morning, Shabbos morning. Every day I buy his mayor. It's very light in here. Today it's very dark. Maybe is it a cloudy day today? They looked up. They saw a shape of a person on the skylight. Alu umatzu olav rum shalosham shalag. They found on top of him three amos of snow. Parku, they took it off, and they washed him, v'sichu, and they shmeared him, by Madura, put him next to the Madura. Amru, Royu Zel, L'chal of Shabbos. This person is Royu to L'chal of Shabbos. And there's a diak over here. Why does it say Royu Zel, L'chal of Shabbos? Any person will be this sick, this hypothermia, they'll be Royu L'chal of Shabbos. Why Dafka Zel? And Yaakov explains very gishmak. He says if someone goes ahead and puts himself into zakana on Shabbos, you're now in a mechal Shabbos for him. If he lehed you on purpose, puts himself into zakana, you're now in a mechal Shabbos for him. He did it. He put himself in shematzim. But here, yeah. So Teretz is no. Teretz is that Hillel, that because he did it l'shem shemayim, the quote shemayim for Torah, that was fine. And like we spoke at before, it wasn't expected, it wasn't in the forecast, and therefore it's not called putting himself into sakana. And that's what it says, rozeh l'chav Shabbos. That's the Ein Yaakov's pshat. So if someone is an ani, he's not big ani than Hillel, who made basically $10 a day, and if he has no excuse, he's not poorer than Hillel. Asher, Oimrim Lo, Ibrahim Allah Sakhna Torah. Asher says, why don't you learn Torah? Imamar says, Asher Yisiv Tari Yisiv Nichsa, I was very busy with Menachasim. Now, so first of all, what's this excuse? What do you mean Tari Yisiv Nichsa? What was the excuse? So the first one saying, you know what he says? He says, you know what? I was busy being Machsik Torah. What do you want from me? I had to support the clients so I'm learning. So you tell him, Oimrim Lo, Klum Asher Yisiv Yisiv Rebbe Lezer, were you a bigger Elazar? Were you a bigger Gevir, a richer person, wealthier than Rebbe Lezer? A thousand cities on land, and 1,000 boats on the water. Every day he took a little bag of flour on his shoulder, and he went from city to city, Medina to Medina, to find the best Tamid Chum to learn Torah from. One time, one of his workers, who did not recognize him because he never came to work, and they found him. Also, in Garia, they put him to work. They said, you know, everyone is doing work, you have to do some work. He said, please, let me go learn Torah. The life of Lozman Charasim, I'm not going to let you, you have to work. And they didn't recognize him. And the Mashah asked, why didn't he say who he is? He says, I'm the boss. What do you mean? Don't let me go learn. I'm the boss. He says, he didn't say that. And the reason is, he says, it wasn't a problem that Matzah Atzma Torah. But Barnes there, he says, the Hachaloi Hay Matzah Atzma Torah. Ela Masha Kol Shaloi. He wasn't a Matzah B'Tchus Torah. All he had to say is his. Vehina Vodav. They weren't believing him. See, this guy, this rabbi, yeah, it's yours, yeah, shkoyach, tell it to the Marines. And after Bittel Torah, don't wait till he gets all the papers to show that that's him. It wasn't worth him. He just did it. I guess he dug a little hole and then packed out and ran off. So that's what he did. He never went to see his business. All he did was learn Torah all night and all day. And therefore, if someone says that he can't learn Torah because he has to support Klal Yisrael, we tell him, you're not any better, not any richer than Lezer Mecharsim, who he took a little lunch bag and went to learn every day. Rasha, Oimer Meloi, Primaloi Asakta Vatara, why learn Torah? Im Oma Noha Yisi, Vitar B'Yitzir, he says that I was very beautiful and I was busy by Yitzhar. I'm like, Klum Noha Yisim Yosef, but you're more beautiful than Yosef. Every day, the wife of Patifa was trying to convince him. Begodim Shalof Shalai Shachris, the begodim that she wore for him in the morning, Loy Lof Shalai Arvis. She didn't wear in the evening. Begodim Shalof Shalai Arvis, Loy Lof Shalai Shachris. Every evening, every morning, wear a different outfit. Omru Loy, she said to him, Hishamali, listen to me. Omrullah, laugh. No. Omrullah, Yareni Chavs Bar Yisur, I'll put you into the jail. Omrullah, Hashem Ati Yisur. Hashem takes, unties the bound ones. Then she said, "I'm going to make you bow down, which means I'm going to give you a makas and yisurim. I'm going to make it difficult for you." And so he says, "No, Hashem's going to prove him. I'll make you blind." Hashem can't give him. He said, "No, Hashem is the one who controls that." She gave him 1,000 bars of silver to listen to her. He did not want to listen to her. And we dash the pasuk lishkov esavam azeh. He didn't want to lie with her in this world. Liyas imer lo abah. Then lo abah, he would be with her also in Gehenna. So therefore, he did not want to do this chait. Nimtza comes up these gemaras. Hillel mechayev esaniim. Hillel is mechayev anyone who's too poor. Lo mecharsa mechayev esashirim. Lo mecharsa is lozam mechayev esashirim. And Yosef mechayev esarisham. Yosef mechayev derisham. And let's talk a little bit about Aura. We're taking here the three biggest tzaddikim, you know, that for the biggest thing that ever lived, and that's Mechayev. So I guess the pshat is like this, that it's Yavada, we're not saying you're on that level. But that can't be the excuse. That's not the final excuse. There is a way out. There are people who went through this and did it, so everyone has to try their best and don't give Anias or Ashiris or Yetzirah as an excuse.